Blog Talk Radio.
Back to 1990, Chub Rock jumps upon the scene with Elaine and a hardcore dream. The dream wasn't crafted to be pornographic. Decency started from the crib plus kids. Don't need to hear all of that on a rap. The strength of my vibe placed Chubs on the map, cause authority, seniority goes forth me. My staff gives autograph plus gives enough laughs. Reap my might, heed my sight. I definitely lead you right, just treat me right. Peace. heard when I open my mouth. Get Oliver North to go and break south. A homer is an owner, but you know I smack him. Boy, you gotta see me, I'm rich like Jimmy Swaggart, I'm a loon. And you know, coming soon, arrive, kick to this Popeye tune. This is hip-hop with a little bebop, and I won't flop, cause I can't stop. I will bop up the top and then go to the top. I am not Robocop, I'm Chub Rock. Radio, TV, and even the press, say what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means somebody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. He wasn't no type of big drug dealer. My man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear Fly Valley boots. Rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak. And be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. Grown up to their surprise, Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they call the baby. They call the baby.
They call it the paper. got to chill.
Chill, chill, chill.
Mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line.
To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Sturmey, destroying a ploy, when your rhymes are not void, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax. Let my rhymes tax, maintain them seeds while the doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got some chill.
No computer information on rap. Like the BRZ, my kisses up, make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss. Don't worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still. Make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul. Pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E. And one thing I hate is a bite in the C. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line. Then they ease the way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new jacks on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic, it becomes contagious. But nevertheless, they all R.I.P. All is underwear, it means rest in peace, cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's, no doubt the G-Rocker. Don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got the shit.
Catch everyone.
family working together in unity, and you'll soon see Eastside High as a better place to be. The students, the pupils have morals and scruples. Our learning ability is increased quadruple, and we're off to a brand new start. I played my part to prove that you're smart, and it's proven. But I ain't moving, I won't be going, I'm here. When you need someone to lean on, to take heed to this as a blessing, and remember, ain't no get in full gear. I'm sure that you'll care in the long run. When you got full here, that means authority. Word. So let knowledge uproot ya. Go for yours, cause we have a future. The one true rise to supremacy. And if you ever need a hand, just lean on me.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and grown in sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on? I'm digging that that background music. It's like
yeah man. That's the classic joint. Shout to Knot, you know. Shout to Knot, wherever he may be. You know, it's a beautiful Saturday.
It is. Even with the heat, it's not as bad as I expected.
Yeah.
You know,
all
it's
right.
About the scorcher all throughout the East Coast. And I think even like throughout the States, just real hot out there, you know. But it's even hotter on the show tonight.
Yeah. The show is on fire tonight. First up, we got DJ / producer, and he's an icon in underground hip-hop, and, you know, for those that don't know who he is, we're going to let him know who he is tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Rich Medina on the show tonight. You know,
very good dude.
Yeah, very good dude. And who else we got next?
Oh, we got a pioneer, a legend,
man.
Just one of my favorite MCs, MC Light.
MC Light is going to be on the check-in tonight on Six Man Radio. You know,
that's right.
It's going down. You know.
Last week we had DMC.
Yeah.
This week we got MC Light. We're not stopping. You know. That's all it's to it. You know.
We ain't stopping till God say so.
That's right. I caught that tweet in the week. That was hot. I love that.
But other than that, you know, it's been a crazy week. Just totally. You know what I mean? I've been seeing a lot of things going on. I want to talk about real quick my boy Stevie J though. Can we talk about Stevie J?
I mean, you know, we could talk about it. I'm trying to stay away from the show. You know, I can't do it. Tell me what's going on.
Wait, so hold on. You're actually boycotting the show, actually.
It's not that I can't deal with the phony ass drama. I don't know. I'm thinking it's phony ass drama, but I'm staying away from the show because, like they say, yo, you don't like what you see, don't tune in.
So
I don't tune in. Like, you know, I'm not gonna give that any blessing or any love. I just can't take it. I mean, hip hop, Love and Hip Hop, the first one was good enough for me. You know, like I was like, all right, that's about all I can take. But yeah,
Yeah.
But this one, this one is on a whole nother level. See, have you been checking it?
Yeah, it's off the hook, man. Like it's a guilty pleasure. I'm not even going front, you know.
Yeah, that's what my girl said. Like, oh, I feel so bad. I'm watching it, but I can't run away. I'm like, oh Lord.
And the thing is, Nay, is that it started off crazy. You know what I mean? So that's what pretty much, you know, got me in go. But let me tell you what this nigga Stevie J did. Now the reason why I call him Stevie J is because this is how Jocelyn, his artist, says his name, Stevie J. The Stevie, you not send me back to the strip club, Stevie. That's how she talks to him.
Yo, some people think she's got like a little speech impediment.
No, some people think she has a penis too. Like,
yes, that as
so.
Well. That as well. Yes, they do. Man. I mean, when you look in her face, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
the
know.
The verdict is out. The verdict is out, period, on Jordan. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Man. Either way. Either way you want to look at it. But, you know, he got a girlfriend, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
And I believe they have children.
Uh-huh.
And, apparently this is his artist. Jocelyn is his artist. And you know he's beating that, but he's fronting like he's not. But it's not even so much the drama that he's going through. It's how he's handling the drama that he's
yes
like, cooler
it's
than
his
a
behavior and the way he's talking like
he told Shorty, he said, look, don't ever talk to me like that ever. Yo, you look nice today. Yo, it's crazy. Like wow, man. Yo,
but wait,
that's
before,
a TVJ.
Yeah, before you get into that, I mean, at least before the show, you know what has DVJ done? Let's first start off with like the legitimacy of DVJ.
Wait a minute, I gotta stop the beat on that, yo. I mean, y'all can say what y'all want about Dude and who he is as a person or whatever, but wow, yo, production wise.
Yes.
You gotta remember he did a lot of shit for Diddy in the early days, like all of the shit. He was the head hitman. You know, he did Notorious Thugs for Big. A lot of Life After Death. He did a lot of that, a lot of, you know, the Mace records, you know, the dude is a beast, man.
He's a beast, and I'm really, like, shocked by his behavior on the show. Like, was he always like this? I think he was always this type of dude because, I mean, he used to mess with Whoopi Goldberg's daughter, legitimate chicks. And remember all the drama that went down with that even. Like, they were saying that he was on the other side with the fellas even.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know, we need to get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Get him right on the show.
That's right. So he can tell me,
him,
don't you
Jocelyn,
ever talk to me like that.
You know.
Again, you look really nice today.
Yeah, yeah. Sit your ass down before I beat the old beat in the wine. Give
That's right. I really like those shorts,
you know
though. It's good for the show. 3.5 million viewers. That's all I can say.
It's crazy.
Anyway.
Shout to them. They definitely hold it down.
Well, you know what? On another note, I want to say a special salute and shout out to KMG, who passed away today, from Above the Law Group. I don't know if you guys know who KMG is, but it's all on the blogs and everything. He was part of the group Above the Law from Cali.
What happened to him?
They didn't say. It's saying that his it's unknown how he died. Right now all it's saying is that he
Get
passed
the fuck
away.
Out of here.
Yeah.
What?
He passed away, and I mean, he's had a 22-year career. You know, they were signed to Ruthless Records, Tommy Boy, Death Row. I mean, part of a major hip-hop history here. And they're not saying just yet how he passed away. The cause of death is unknown at this time, but he passed away is all I know. And that's it,
you
know. Yeah.
Shout out to him and his family. Condolences out, you know.
Right.
That's real crazy, man.
Yeah. So, So we wanted to say a special salute to him and his family, and, you know, our condolences, you know, we go out. We're just paying homage, you know. I was taken aback, like, what just happened here? And so I guess in the next upcoming days you'll hear how he passed away. Maybe he was ill. I'm not sure, you know. But on the flip side of that, though, one of the partners from that whole group is suing Dr. Dre and Aftermath and Rough Riders because he's saying he is the original producer of Love Is Blind by Eve. Isn't that crazy?
Get the fuck out of here.
Big Hutch is suing. He's like, look, I want my money, okay? He's suing Eve, he's suing Dre, he's suing Rough Riders. Like, that's my track, Love Is Blind Is Me. And I don't know, like, what took him so long, but I think he's been back and forth, like, in jail and stuff, you know.
Yo, Dre, say that man, Dre. Say that man, man. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, so, and then, you know, they were saying to him, like, when he first said it, like, oh, well, you don't have no proof about that, but it looks like he does have proof now. He's got the original, like, recordings on the demos and everything. I guess, you know, he must have had that locked up as he was locked up, I'm assuming. I don't know, you know, but now he does, and now he's like, yeah, I want my money, okay?
Wow.
And he's also saying, also, that he is the architect of G-Funk. He's the architect.
That's a big statement, Nate.
Yeah, he says, listen, no disrespect to Dre. He credits Dre for things, but guess what? He is the architect of G-Funk, okay?
Which basically he said that to say what, though? Like he's saying Dre stole his idea or... He showed Dre how to do the high pitch keyboard sound.
Maybe. But he said if he wanted G-Funk to be blowing on a whistle and beating on the box, then guess what? That's G-Funk because he's the architect.
Right.
Period. All right. Wow. Now he didn't say, fuck you, Dre, you stole my style. He just said, hey, you know, I'm just letting you know I am the originator of that sound.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Already then. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
yeah.
It's hip hop.
Hip hop trivia. Yo,
that's
the hip hop dose for the day.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it right there. You know what? Let's get into some music. You know, Rich Medina, he's going to be calling in shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can't wait to talk to him.
Yeah, man. We're going to chop it up with him in a minute. Where we going to go?
We got the raw tonight. So
yeah, it's a
whichever direction
you
go is gonna be the right direction. So
Man, it's crazy. You know what? Let's do this. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, next home to sexy R&B. It's Bad C along with Nate Dean Michelle. And we got Rich Medina on the way. And we got MC Light on the way later on in the show.
That's right.
Let's get it. Black Sheep, Strobe Light Honey. Let's get it.
to go. I'm on my way, Black. I'm on my way.
You have a number or something?
Listen, it's 765-4321.
What area code is that?
1900. Listen here, dear. Step to the rear. Find yourself a seat. Buy yourself a beer. Eat some pretzels. Go play some video. Thank you for your time, honey, but how I gotta go? I think I lost my coat. And plus I'm double parked. I thought you was my girl. You see, I can't see in the dark. Anyway, I'm out. Out is what I be. I've got to step
with the Versace.
When you see your honey by the strobe light, Black, I hope you got good sight. For honey that you see, like to take your soliloquy. May or may not be all that. In fact, quite whack with the girl that makes you fall track. But neither here nor there, here, unless of course you don't care. Listen, baby girl, let me say it slow.
I have to go.
Not to diss, but let's disperse. Yo, I'll see you later unless I see you first.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
Just don't know, and I just don't know. Gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
I gotta go, I gotta go, I gotta go.
Don't go.
See, something ain't right, it's the stroller.
Who want next? Situation is complex. Stop the nonsense. 98. Time to set the record straight. Separate movers and shakers from those that hesitate. Your featherweight, name carry weight in every state. Your name brand, no frail niggas, just marinate. It's Pete Rock. New world innovator, crush imitators. 5 years since the creator. Snuff said, as I paint the town red and move ahead.
Cannot be stopped.
And it's time for that.
Something incredible that's about to take place. World renowned Rockefeller, holla.
Yeah, yeah, niggas. Just play, man. I'm back, niggas.
Yo, yo, my break, I'm fresh off it. I never change, I'm stuck in these waves. Night air, sweats, and Taurus. But I'ma do it for my enemies. They wanna end my chill, wanna see what that villa be. Now what that sound like? Plus they know what a clip get down like. Turn back from bladders, legs to wheels, pain and pills. Cause you fucking with a nigga that'll jump out, wait still while it is way real, dog. No joke, blow smoke in your bitch face, piss in your wheel, slap your cut.
be known, I'm back on my grizzly. The sergeant, the cat, the Mac holds 6 feet. For rookies and vets, I bang till it clicks. Click a run and tell your doula, the Ruger come with 2 clips, dog. M-Easy, won't leave, my hood need me. Pop for cheesy, who don't believe me? We all criminals, but live like a diplomat. We get low when the dough low, get it back.
Here is something you can't understand. I watch this is killer man, the killer cam. Me and my rock killer fan, top villains, man. We run a spot, drop chillin' fan. Hit the wall, drop chillin' fan. Flip the ball, man, I show you how to fill a van. Up with killers, man, I line the truck. Keep a stash box for the 9 and the pump. The coach walk you through any grind you run. What you want to do for the weed? How you want package at the cap of the bag? How you want me packin' with the Mac and the Mac? Yeah, that vent get back, delicious rack. Act real fast and keep a whack that'll jab your back. Block style for your swag and your swag. It's the Broad Street bully, bitch. Bully niggas on the broadest street. I house niggas on the narrowest block. Know my rules when the barrel get hot. And the gun blow, shots fall, smoke clear. Man, I be hearing you murder. Nobody hit up in the cross cause I'm observing.
You ain't
nobody be missing your losses, you deserve it. South Philly niggas kill at will. I keep my Mac Millie chilling, chill.
Go ahead, stupid niggas, go fuck with them chicks.
Yes.
I'm the third little piggy, I'ma fuck with them bricks. Better yet, the bakery, I got pies and cakes. Niggas think doubling is turning 5 to 8. I turn 8 to 20, 20 to 100, 100 to 1,000, that to 100,000. In front of house, close them all down, dog, no one's allowed. I'm copping everything, I'm done with browsing. It's the top dog, glockpalm.com. Get your shit Rockmon like I've seen Rockmon.
Rockmon.
And I'm extra scary. CEOs on the front and ain't necessary.
Why
I fuck your secretary? Offer information, it ain't necessary. They in love like the 14th of February. Play them like April 1st, right before I slide off. It could be March 2nd, sound like July 4th. Halloween or Memorial Day. Act your memorial be 1 year from today. All y'all think it's peace and peachy. I leave you beefy, peachy on my bitches ride. Christian Dior, BCBG. Round phony niggas get the heebie-jeebies. Hungry hoes say, killer, feed me, calm down, ma, easy, easy,
easy.
So greasy, please me, get my man Weezy. Still rock a leafy, the squeeze appease me. He ain't no tease but measly. Not doggy's angels, killer, please believe me.
You now rolling with the love from the ROC. Niggas wanna despise the team. Rockefeller fellow, shit goes down. You know who's doing the proper.
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy lie.
Alright,
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Alright, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Walkways, bungalows and Baton Rouge. Latin quarter water on a Satin City cruise. We toastin'. Brooklyn debonair, slippery when wet, fish necks in the air. Expensive, cigar smokers in the room, rocks in the bow tie, then we sippin' my tie. I lumsy, 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 that glare in your eye is making me wonder.
The tips on bang, she call me John Wayne. I do it like Tango, hoping Lucas won't bang. Now Mustang Sally, my Bally's is in the freezer. I easily smoke tomorrow's day every time. A reminder, I'm diamond design rhymer. All gigs of memory, hickory all smoke on a smoke. We rob, robbing him. The crook shall begin in Shanghai. Sprints go to high.
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy lie.
Alright,
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Alright, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Finally, 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 we are now here.
Double B telecoms falling out of your brassiere. This is that. Johnny Prasco on boardwalk. Bring the gas fresh. Get the boogie fast and slide. Talk, practice sidewalk with the Amazon lean. Manolo's on the hills with the leopard lace streams. Me, myself, and I keep the nickel clicky. Dazzle in the stress, so we drizzle and drizzy.
Follow. Get the game, get the money. Gestapo. Stop the bank, start sunning. Time to Stargate, Broadway. Race out the runway. Tuxedo on runway. East St. Laurent is the Bronx like Caesar. All diva eager to please me either way. But either way, I'm good on a getaway. Fade away, shot straight, cash. I'm Jabbar hooking four hookers. Love to dig the dad.
I call her my Lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumsy, Lumsy, Lumsy la.
Lumsy,
Betty. Betty, more Betty.
Lumdy, Lumdy, it must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it got to be cash. Lumdy, Lumdy, it must mean money. And if it ain't money, then it got to be Chini. And if it ain't Chini, then it got to be Bucks. And if it ain't Bucks, then it got to be cash.
I call her my Lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my Lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my Lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my Lumsy, Lumsy, Lumsy la. Betty, Betty. Betty more Betty. Betty, Betty. Betty more Betty.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. And that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, man?
Yeah. Oh, nothing, just chilling. Chilling in the AC.
Yeah, yeah, man.
You know,
yeah,
you know, man. You know.
You know. It's definitely one of those Saturdays. But it's a beautiful Saturday, though, nonetheless.
It really is, though. It's still a beautiful Saturday. You know. Oh, right. Oh.
Hold on.
Somebody's at the door. Somebody's
ringing
the bell.
Who's at the door?
Yo, what up, man? It's Rich.
Oh, shit, Rich.
It's the Rich infamous
Medina. Rich Medina,
DJ
ladies
Rich
and
Medina.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, what's happening?
Ain't nothing. How are you, man? It's been a long time. It's been a real long time, man. Yeah, man. Good to hear your voice, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. How's things? How's family and all that?
Everything is good, man. You know, right. Chipping away at that stone. They keep telling me it's a diamond in the middle of it.
That's what they tell us all, man. They tell us all the same things, man. Word up. So, like I said, it's been a long time. Like the last I seen you, it's dread from here to there. that's first off. You was DJing in a lot of the because it was the underground scene in the 90s was so crazy and the feeling of it. Rich, am I bugging going
back? No, you're 100% correct, you know, man. The 90s in Philadelphia and New York in terms of parties and dance parties was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of incredible records out at once, a lot of incredible records with incredible amounts of promotion.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was just real fertile, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a real dope time.
Are you disappointed with what's going on now, how everything's rolling out now?
I mean, you know, times change and you know, cycles happen, you know what I'm saying? I think that there's been a particular means through which people have dealt with their music for a really long time, and that model is fundamentally over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that, it's a wrap. You know, so those norms and those parameters that dictate what's popular or not, you know, have shifted a lot.
Yeah.
And I at this point, I think that there's room for everybody. You know, there's room
for
the commercial stuff and there's room for the underground stuff. It's just that you're so, you know, you're swimming in stuff because, you know, you go on the internet and Google, like, frogs rhyming in Japanese and you're going to get, like, 1,000 pages, like, wow.
Exactly.
You know? So, you know, you're swimming in data. So I'm not disappointed at all. I'm just grateful to be working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
First, I want to thank you for coming on to the radio show, Six Man Radio. But this is Nadine, and the last I spoke to you, it was a couple of years ago. You actually worked together. I do an event called Sound and Style with the DJ Marathon.
Right,
and it's a charity.
Right. I was, you know, I was like 2 seconds away from figuring out how I knew you.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And you know, Sita and I do this show because you know that's we just love music like that, and that's why we have this program. But the last I spoke to you, I was trying to get you to do Sound and Style, but you were going to be the first, one of the first reality DJs in this competition called Master of the Mix.
Yeah.
By Smirnoff.
Exactly.
So,
you just hit it right on the
yeah.
Double.
It was crazy, and I'm like, oh my God, for real? Like, so many
yeah.
things were happening, and we had, you know, just to let everybody know out there, not only are you this incredible DJ that was on the scene in the 90s when in the hip hop era, but you have all kinds of little different events like Little Ricky's Rib Shack. And
right.
Jumpin' Funk, you know,
right.
and What the Funk, which is a James Brown Fela Kuti tribute with DJ Spinner. I mean, like, so many different events were happening, like, and I had just moved to the city in 99 when all these little parties were starting and were in effect, and it was an incredible time. So, I mean, with the Master of the Mix thing, we had a big conversation that night with the Master of the Mix. The Fela play was on Broadway. And we had a big uh-huh. conversation about your role and how that even came about. Because Jumpin' Funk was really, to me, the catalyst for me knowing who Fela even was.
Yeah, I mean, you know, thank you, first of all. That's bananas. It's so ill when you talk to people who have, like, been around your work. And they start telling you about stuff. They're still, like, super bugged out. So thank you, first of all. But, yeah, you know. At the time when we started Jumpin' Funk, it wasn't like I'm the first dude to ever play an African record in a club or, you know, like none of these, you know, there was tons of dudes.
Right.
You know, and ladies playing straight on African music and Afrobeat in particular, long
yeah.
before Jumpin' Funk came along, to be fair, mm-hmm. internationally. But
right.
in terms of a brand that really represented educating people on who Fela Kuti is,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a space that we jumped in. And
yeah.
it was just an ill situation because originally it was just like a way to give out information about the Fela project, which
right.
Trevor Schumacher was curating at the New Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, this was like a 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., you know, kind of after work information, John.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just playing joints from this dude who, you know, some of the dancers knew him, some of the music people knew him, whatever. But
right.
nobody had heard of his catalog, you know, strung together in that way. And,
right.
and related music, you know, on the dance floor in New York. So
yeah.
we
yeah.
beat a couple of people to the punch. Is,
mm-hmm.
is all it really was, you know what I mean? And thank
yeah.
God, you know, here it is 10 years later, and, you know, he's one of the most interesting men in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know what I mean?
I mean, and I mean, like, when you say related to the dance floor, you related to the dance floor. I mean, it was like, it felt as if, and this is no lie, like, I'm back in Africa, I'm with my people in Africa. It just felt that way. As
yeah.
looked upon the dance floor, it was a crazy vibe. Really,
yeah.
Crazy
I mean,
vibe.
it was fundamentally tribal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that people lose that in the club. You know, that tribal thing. You're not really worried about what your shirt looked like or who
right.
you're standing next to or, you know what I'm saying, how shiny your jewelry is or whatever it is that people
mm-hmm.
you know dive into on the commercial
yeah.
side. You know, it's just really. Let off and have fun.
Right.
You know,
right.
and deal with the drums. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
was,
talk a little about Well, you know, as you know, it's on Broadway now, and we had the conversation about how, again, like, I felt like you were the catalyst of it in New York. So when the play did begin, you know, felt like you weren't part of it, or what happened there?
I mean, I don't even know if there was necessarily anything that happened. I don't think that in the telling of Fela Kuti's story in a theatrical fashion, a DJ is overkill.
Right, and but when I mean, like, with, at least be like musical director or something like
yeah,
that.
I mean,
like I felt,
I would have loved the opportunity to play that type of role in the play, but at the same time, you know, the story that you just told, unprompted, stands for a lot. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? That glass
yeah.
is half full.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's
definitely.
He got a lot of water in his glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? It wasn't a battle for me to fight, and they weren't, I can't even say they weren't paying attention to me. I wasn't on certain people's radar, and I also wasn't lobbying to be on radar, to be fair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, you were doing
been
it for the love.
And I know the band, the dancers, you know, Thar, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like, I know these folks
right.
for time, you know, before the play, so it wasn't like I was ignorant to it or they were ignorant to me. It was just about the play. You know,
right.
and this I can't get away from people telling me that I'm partially responsible for their recognition of the music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
we are.
Like, you take that to the dirt with you. That's not a
yeah.
medal or a badge or a job.
Yeah, yeah. That's dope. What are you listening to now? What's your joints now that you're feeling? Cause
man, I'm a full on nerd, dude. I try to listen to as much as I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know where it's coming from, but hip hop wise, loving the Rashid Chappelle stuff. House Shoes new album, Let It Go, that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that Odyssey is doing. Tall Black Guy on Bastard Jazz, Murder in the Production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Robert Glasper.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous, you know?
Ridiculous.
And still rocking the Mochilla joints, you know, the Mulatu joints and the tribute to the Suite for My Dukes. You know,
oh,
on
okay.
that side of things. And that goes
right.
on and on. And on the house side, you know, there's so much great music out, all the South African house stuff, and it's a lot.
yeah. What projects are you working on? Who are you working with?
I mean, I've been fundamentally on the road heavy for the last 2.5-3 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really made a lot of time for a studio. I got joints done. There's a couple of people I've collaborated with and put some cool ideas together, but I haven't been home and in the lab to finish things, you know. So I'm sitting on a pile of stuff that I've worked on, you know, over the last couple of years. Some stuff
mm-hmm.
that's kind of pocketed and kind of leaning towards the project. And, you know, some of the best shit hasn't been made yet. So
wow.
I'm just really ready to get off the road and pay a little bit of attention to the studio the way I've been paying it to the club.
Yeah. So the work that's been on the road, has it been your themed events like the Jumpin' Funk and props is in NYC. Are you still doing props?
Yeah, we're still doing props. We took props to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to go to Europe in a couple months.
Wow. That's incredible.
But yeah, you know, we've been trying to keep the brands, you know, keep those names alive. Thank
yeah.
God most of the parties that I've been tied to have been had long lives, you know, whether
right.
they were my own parties or myself and Cosmo, myself and Mike Nice and Lizelle,
mm-hmm.
Cash Money, Q-Tip when we were doing Oaken, Bobito, you know, and see, that's the whole way you and me know each other in the first place is through Bob.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a whole
absolutely.
Different, like, now you're busting open a whole other can of shit. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
That's just a whole other, this is a different room in the house, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, just trying to stay on top of it, man, and remember to have fun, you know, it's definitely work, you know, but just grinding, and not grinding in the typical, like, you know, woe is me, hip-hop
right.
version of grinding, you know what I mean? It's not, none of that.
Yeah, that's dope, man. It's dope. And listen, I want to thank you for calling. But before we let you go, I got to ask you, we ask all our guests the same question. Where your top three MCs are of all time, your top three favorite groups of all time, and your top three favorite producers of all time.
Wowzers. Oh man, hold on, that's hard.
Sorry, Rich.
Wow.
Everybody gets it.
Everybody.
I needed to be sitting in a leather chair. Well, I mean, MCs wise, I mean, three is hard, man. It's a lot of gorillas in the game.
It's a lot. It's
a lot of past and present gorillas in the game. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I'll say it. In my mind, Black Thought is the most underrated lyricist in the business today.
In the business.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Ridiculous.
That's I agree.
Chop your face off from any whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beast. You know. Nobody can argue with Biggie. Nobody can argue with Jay. Nobody can argue with Nas. Nobody can argue with Rakim. You know.
Right.
Old school cats going to have another five. You know, that's why, you know, that's part of the beauty of the whole thing. That's a real difficult question, B.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? That's difficult. That's like Skinny Branch questions. Same thing with Bruce. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ghost, Meth, Wu-Tang, whoever.
Yeah.
You could really...
It's hard to narrow it down
it's
to, like,
so
just the
hard,
top three.
It's so
you know?
Animals, just
I mean,
animals.
Like, it's too many to be, but, like, let's say if it was just today and you were in the mood for just, like, the top three for today. Because I had to break it down, like, okay, for this era is this. You know, I had to almost break it down in eras, like, went to that angle. But let's just break it down to, like, the day. Like, today, the top three for me, listening-wise, in my heart, I would be listening to who?
That's hard. That's hard, B.
I know. But come
right,
on,
Rich,
come on.
Rich, we gonna let you off the hook with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let you off the hook. Because we got a tweet. Somebody tweeted, E-Dub. He wants to know whatever happened to the apartment. He said that was his spot.
Oh, they closed
the apartment up. was good to a lot of people, man. A lot of DJs, bartenders, barback, security dudes. It was just a really long run with some really dope management and a nice venue. And every night was stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what night you came in there, you could get some Petrosian caviar, or you could hear your favorite, one of your favorite DJs
on
any given night, you know. So it wasn't just totally about my night there being good. We were there for 9 years, though.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of good spots, you know, a lot of good spots are RIP now, man. There was Joe's Pub. Remember Joe's Pub?
Joe's Pub was crazy on different nights a week for a while.
It's still open,
so many places.
They're not doing those type of events.
Yeah, Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, definitely. But yeah, man, Rich, I want to thank you for calling in, man. Definitely a pleasure. It was good chopping up with you.
Yo, it was really dope to talk to y'all, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me on and bringing down your property value for a couple minutes.
Oh, please. Nice. Everything just went up.
Yeah,
very, very nice.
Are you kidding
me?
Everything just went up. You are one of the, you're one of the pioneers that keeps that music out there, you know. And again, like, not just learning from the Fela, but when you put it with, when Fela, you mix it with the James Brown with Spinner, that event even is like, the connection of the music is what you make us see, you know. And just
well,
keep
really
doing that, and
man,
you will always be like king in this right here. Just always
thank
come
y'all,
back
man.
To this show. Mm-hmm.
It takes one to know one, you know. Without ears like that, I ain't got no job. So that respect is absolutely mutual. Know that too. You know. So thank y'all.
For sure, man. Salute.
Thank
to
y'all,
you,
man, and we
definitely
wrap soon.
All right.
Thank
Six
so
Man
much.
Radio, the home
yeah.
of contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It's your boy
that's
Bad C.
Your love.
Mm-hmm. That's your love. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Yes. Oh, just enjoyed yeah, that man. Interview with Rich Medina. I'm saying, man, he's
yeah.
like one of my favorite DJs out there, like
very
without a doubt. Without
very
a doubt.
Good. Yeah, man.
You know,
very
events good. I've been, and he's also been gracious to do, like, events. Like, it's a charity event that I do, and he's done it, like, I think two or three times and, you know, given his time and things. So a
yeah.
really humble, great dude. I don't know if you know this, C, but homie right there went to Cornell University.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, now I'm not exactly sure what he took and what he got a degree in, but when I heard that and I saw what he was doing with the music, I was like, wow, he chose this route instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy to say, but
yeah.
he was deep. He's real deep. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah,
you know, we still got more to come.
Yeah, and check it out. This is what I'm going to do. We're going to get into a little set. We're going to get into a little MC Light set, man.
All right, so, all right.
Yeah, we're going to get loose, man. We're going to do some, yeah,
ooh.
Man. We're going to turn the light on. We're going to turn the light on, and then we're going to go right into, you know, we're going to go right into the interview. How about that? We're going to get
all right.
We're going to get the music, John. We're going to do that up for her, roll
mm-hmm,
the red carpet
mm-hmm.
out for her, and then we're going to come back with the interview. Six Man Radio.
Can't wait.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Capital L-Y-T-E you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my DJ K-Rock when he hear it crack. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the batch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the ticker of your pacemaker. More tender than a roadie, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
With the tap of my feet,
when he counted down,
when I counted why do I bother when you should really ask, where is the father of your child? Aren't we wild? You get around like a child. Now that's too bad. Everyone has been in you. Isn't that sad? Bodily, your vibrations don't make me laugh. Wait, watch this, it's bleeding. Here's a free pass. You ain't getting loose. You fucking jerking. You ain't getting paid. You're just getting laid. Sexing and sucking. Yeah, that is your trade. Put on this earth just to distract me. Get those who write rhymes and try to attack me. You will get nowhere. The light is too blinding. Tell me, why must I keep reminding you to step back? Let the light shine. Do not say shit till you write your own rhymes.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning, sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's up, Seed? How's it going?
I can't call it. My fault.
Hot Saturday. Hot
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a
problem.
Oh,
man.
But,
oh, so.
However, we have a special guest. We have a special guest on the line to help cool everybody off.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to present to y'all hip-hop royalty, MC Light. I can't even say it anymore. MC Light.
That's it. Just say MC Light.
That's it. MC Light.
Good morning.
What's going on, Light?
Man, you know, just out here doing what I love, loving what I do.
Yes, indeed. We happened to catch you last week on the BET Awards. You were fabulous, as always. You know, you're doing the voice and introducing people. You really is that your third year, or how many years has it been your host in the event?
I think it's sixth year.
Wow. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
All right. We gotta let the people know, Light is basically a legend. Light kicked in the door. Not even for the female MCs, just for MCs. Period. Native of Brooklyn. Audio 2. I want to go back real quick. Audio 2. First off, what's up with them?
Well, they're still very involved in music. Giz is one of the most sought-after engineers in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, he mixes for an extensive amount of, you know, A-list recorders, I guess that's what you could say, A-list artists and producers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fly him all over to get mixes done.
Right.
And Milk, he has a three-act production deal over at Jive.
Wow.
Thank
you, busy. Mm-hmm.
That's great. That is awesome.
Yeah. So back then when the records came out, okay, it was Audio 2. I remember being in junior high and these records came out. And Video Music Box, my first win was the Paper Thin joint. Now,
right.
Like, is that your favorite record? Is that your favorite?
I've got a lot of favorites. I mean, Paper Thin, Light as a Rock. I like Survival of the Fittest.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Yeah, because the game has changed a lot. I know you've seen from then and now. You kicked in the door for pretty much everybody. How do you feel about the state of hip hop? How it is now? There's a lot of from us as to, what we're trying to do with the adult contemporary hip hop thing is to basically give the platform back to, you know, to the artists that don't really get to have it, that deserve it. You know, like the Camp Lowe's and you know, there's a lot of people that didn't even know P. Rock and Mia had an album together coming out, you know, so we're trying to get that platform. So how do you feel? How do you feel about how hip-hop has evolved into? Because, you know, you're an elder statesman, you know, from the beginning. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I love that it's big business, but at the same time, it being big business has led it into some areas where people are taking advantage of the moniker of hip-hop. Like, they're calling it hip-hop, but hip-hop is about love, it's about community. It's about each one teach one. It's about a village. And I think hip-hop, the term, has been hijacked, and people are using it for, you know, for the benefit of putting money in their own pockets. And it wasn't always like that. So, I mean, that's the thing that can certainly leave me disheartened about the whole circumstance. But then also I look at it in an optimistic way, because it still has the capability of belonging to the people. The problem with hip-hop right now is it belongs to someone else, and they're using it the way they want to use it. But I feel like at any given moment, the people can take it back when they want it, when they feel like they don't have it. Right now, they feel like they own it, but it's doing something else to them.
Yeah.
Well, as a pioneer... It's true. It's very true. As a pioneer in the industry, I mean, when you first started as an MC, what made you even want to be an MC, first of all? Was it because your brothers were doing it and it was all around you? Like, what made you first decide, like, you know what, I'm going to do this MC thing and show them how it's done? Like, because that's how I felt when you started rhyming and you came out, and I was like, that's a girl. What is going on here, you know?
Yeah.
So what made you even want to be an MC at that moment in time?
Well, I wanted to be an MC since probably the age of 12 when I heard Salt and Pepper. And prior to that, I had been banging on the school desk rhyming, but when I really took it seriously, it was the same effect that Salt and Pepper had on me when I heard them. Was like, oh my goodness, those are girls. Wait a second, let me listen to this. And then that's when I thought, oh wow, I could really do this. It's a possibility that I could make this happen. And so I think overall, I just wanted to inspire people and sort of push this message out, not to be taken advantage of, and to stand up for something. And, you know, if you believe something, then it's real and true for you. So that was primarily my focus. And I think rhyming just allowed me to be able to get that message out much quicker than any other facet of entertainment or of life. Period. Like, where else was a 16-year-old young girl going to be able to use her voice and be heard by so many?
Right, right. And that was another thing, too, because the voice was distinct. That's one thing about hip-hop that I love is the greats. Not only is it lyrics and cadence, it's also voice. Like, you know Snoop when you hear Snoop. You know Cube when you hear Cube. You know Rod when you hear Rod. You know Light when you hear Light. You know, there's no mistaking, so... You know, salute to that.
Thank you.
Well, what do you got? What do you got going on as of recently? What is it that?
Oh goodness! I mean, I'm working on so much right now. You know, I'm looking at the horizons as an enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So I just released a second book called Unstoppable. It's available at mclightnow.com. I'm taking my whole motivational speaking game to a whole nother level this year, and so that is already launched and taking place. I am a co-host on a show called Cafe Mocha Radio. We're in about 27 different markets throughout the United States. We come on once a week, and then we come on three times a week on Sirius XM on channel 141.
Wow.
And I'm excited about that. You know, it's three women. We say three different experiences. But when it comes down to it, it's about unity and all of us bringing something to the table that the other doesn't. It's somewhat like The View on radio.
Right.
Because isn't so, one of them a comedian as well, I think?
Uh-huh. Lonnie Love, she's a comedian.
Yes.
She appears on
yes.
the Handler show. And she travels out and about doing comedy. And then the other sister is a bona fide radio personality. So she actually does the production of the show and bringing in our guests and putting together our topics that we address. But I'm having a lot of fun with that show. I have a new foundation called Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. The other side of it, Hip Hop Sisters Artistry, has lived for about 6 years on the Ning platform at hiphopsisters.com, where women get to show their talent as MCs, DJs, journalists, photographers. They get to post pictures and video and their music, and they get to exchange ideas on that platform. Men are welcome. They just have to show respect to the women that live there.
Right.
And then on the flip side of that, the foundation that's just making its mark is, wow, we've got some huge things about to happen. People can check us out at hiphopsisters.org on the net and see our advisory board members. And Russell has just come on as advisory board member and given his stamp of approval. And I'm just excited about it. We've got Lettucey and Kelly Price and Jada Pinkett.
Right. Your advisory board is fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm about to put those advisory board members to work. We're going to make some appearances around the country with this organization, and we're teaming up with other organizations as well. The primary focus is redefining the essence of women through hip-hop and through community and empowerment and encouragement. But then on the other side of that, it's about funneling money through to local community organizations that, you know, don't have the funding to have their curriculum take place for kids in those neighborhoods. So we've got our job cut out, but I'm ecstatic at making it happen.
So, well, look, before we let you go, I got to ask you three questions that we ask every guest. Every guest that we have on, we ask them, and it's your top three MCs of all time, your top three hip-hop groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time that are alive.
Right. So artists, I would have to say, of all time.
We keep living.
So for an all time, it's just like, God, dog, really? All time?
Yeah.
To
you, though. To you. Because everybody's all time is different, you know.
Right. No, absolutely. I know. Well, let me just start it off with Rakim.
Right.
Although his body of works is not as long as many, I think what he's done has been extremely impactful. So I'll have to say him. I'd also like to say Public Enemy, because I think their content alone has just altered the face of the body of hip-hop. I still don't believe there's been another group like it. Some have tried to come close, but with what it is that they brought to the game and the way that they brought it, Public Enemy. And I would say the third one, I'll go with Jay-Z.
Wow.
And reason being is because he's still living. He's still doing it. His body of work just keeps moving and growing. So, and I see the metamorphosis that has taken place throughout his life, and it's reflected in his music.
And so
I can appreciate that. Groups, I definitely have to say Tribe Called Quest. Public Enemy should have fit in there, shouldn't they have? Okay.
So we'll say Chuck D.
So we'll take Chuck D, right.
We'll say Chuck D there. Then for groups, I'll say Tribe Called Quest. I'll say, that's rough. You know, unfortunately, groups don't really stay together.
Right.
You know, some of them do, but they don't stay together long enough for you to get a complete, you know, catalog. Like, I'd love to say Farside, but it's like, do we really have enough music to come for them to, you know, have that title of best in my book?
Right.
These are hard guys. This is
yeah. It's very tough, I know, because
we had DMC on. DMC said, what did he say? He said Chuck D, too. Chuck D was one of
the Chuck D as well,
Let's say Run DMC. Because Run DMC, they took it to the boom bap. You know, prior to that, it was very melodic, a lot of samples being used. And when they came on the scene, they just stripped it down to a kick and a snare. And it literally changed the face of hip hop. It was almost like a rebirth of the hip hop. Prior to that, it had been, you know, White Lines and you know, Sugar Hill Gang, but it was all extremely melodic. So Run DMC. What was the last one?
The producers.
Ooh, Teddy Riley, no doubt.
Wow, nice.
I don't even have to think about that because he changed the face of music and gave hits to everybody. Super producers. I'll go with the Neptunes.
Okay.
As one of those acts because they too changed the outlook, and you know, I think. The funny thing is, I'm just going to leave it at Teddy Riley because really all of them come from the camp of Teddy Riley, including Rodney Perkins, Timbaland, Neptunes, like they, and those are all guys that I would say. But because they root from that tree, I'll say Teddy, and it'll handle all of them.
Yeah. All right.
Well, one more thing I wanted to say to you, Light, as a woman, as a female, and as a lover of hip-hop, I mean, out of all the things, you know, I read somewhere where you've donated some of your diary and some of your keepsakes to the Smithsonian. You lend your voice out as you do voiceovers. You're involved in so many different things. Is there, and also every day there's something positive on your Twitter. It's every day, almost every few minutes, there's like a positive saying or something of encouragement. What is it that you want your lasting, like, I guess, tribute to this life, to us, to be, like, to be remembered as?
Well, I know the journey that I'm about to embark upon will be the most impactful, I believe. And although many have lived with Light and heard many lyrics, I think what I'm about to say is certainly going to parallel Light, the real Light. And so, and that's the light given by God, because I am on a mission to inspire everyone that I have the ability to touch. So with that being said, I want to leave the legacy of someone who actually spoke truth and who, for some reason or one reason or another, was able to motivate someone to be better than what they are.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
You heard it here first, y'all. Six Man Radio Light. I want to thank you. Thank you very much for calling into the show. And also thank you for everything that you gave us as far as music is concerned and as far as inspiring us.
Right. Keep inspiring us. It's just, you're amazing.
Right.
All the things that you're doing, all the things I see that you're doing, and the Hip Hop Sisters Network. I love that. I love everything, the positivity about you. There's just nothing like, you're very classy and humble. And it shows, really, it does shine. You're right. It's the perfect name for you because the light is consistently shining through you, and we love it.
Right.
We just want to say thank you and keep giving us what you're doing.
I thank you all for inviting me on this platform. One, I thank you for the respect, and I thank you for a class act interview. And I'm hopeful that the listenership for your show will extend and expand beyond even your belief.
Wow.
And as long as you keep giving, you know, the main thing about it is with a show of this nature, you just have to think on a consistent level, how do you want listeners to feel once they've walked away from hearing your show? And as long as you can make them feel good, they'll be talking about it long after you've gone off the air.
Wow. Thank you.
So with that, I thank you for allowing me to speak on your platform, and God bless you both, and I'll talk to you real soon. Feel free to reach out whenever.
Definitely.
Oh, God bless you too. Like,
have a good time at the Essence Festival.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right.
All right, be blessed.
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bass D, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on? Loving that interview with MC Light.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Loving it.
She's a good person. She's a really good person. Her energy is really strong, man. Shout to her, and God bless her and everything she got going on, man. Go support her. Check her out on MCLightNow.com.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
check her out and all the positive things that she's bringing and doing, and support her. I mean, it's only for the benefit of who we are as a people. So just get out there and support. You learn something, too, while I say time.
Learn something, fool.
That's right. Educate yourself. Don't be ignorant.
Yeah, don't be ignorant.
All right.
It was a crazy show. We had a great show tonight. Another good one.
I know. Another one. It's really been a blessing, this show. It's really gone where I guess we pictured it, really.
Yeah.
When we first wrote our list and everything. You know? It was crazy.
Radio.
Mm-hmm.
E-Dub and you know, shout out to him, man, because, you know, without him, we wouldn't even be here today, man. You know,
exactly.
They gave us our stuff, so, you know,
Shout
out to them.
E-Dub, shout to Maria.
Yep.
Because she's extraordinary in helping us just bring this event together for you to listen to, you know, so love to Maria.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you know, definitely couldn't do it without you, girl. But we've just had we've been blessed to have incredible guests like DMC and Easy Mobi and Pete Rock, and just you know, and more to come. Full Force is another one. There's another one of my favorite interviews. So Sixth Man Radio every Saturday.
Sixth Man Radio. That's right. And yo, we will be. We will be going on hiatus.
Yes,
for August. We'll be back for season two. Yeah, we'll be back for season two in September, fall.
Right.
For when all y'all little niggas going back to school.
Right, back to school. Exactly. It's just like on television when one of your programs take a little hiatus.
Yeah.
You know, take a little break, a little breather, and then we come back with season two. This is going to be incredible. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's going to be stupid, too.
But
yo, let's get up out of here. Let's get up out of here and get into some music.
Play a little bit more. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, Yeah, Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. Yo, that beat right there got me hyped, man. I gotta go there.
All right, get into it.
Let's get it.
I really like this. Respect this here. Check. I'm from where the hammers rung. News cameras never come. You and your man's hung in every verse in your rhyme. Where the grams were slung. Niggas vanish every summer. Where the blue vans would come. We throw the work in the can and run. Where the plans was to get funded. Skate up a set. To achieve this goal quicker. So all my weight wet. Faced with immeasurable odds. Still I gave straight bets. Someone felt the most something and you nothing. Check. I'm from the other side where other guys don't walk too much. The girls from the projects weren't fuckers. Said we talk too much. So they ran up the time cause they thought them dudes to trust. I don't know what the fuck they thought. Them niggas are foul just like us. I'm from where the beef is inevitable. Summertime's unforgettable. Boost is in abundance. Buy half price sweater new. Your word was everything. So everything you said you do, you did it. Couldn't talk about it if you ain't living. I'm from where niggas pull your car and argue all day about who's the best MC. Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. Where the drugs all evolve and thugs are at odds. At each other's throats for the love of foreign cars. Catch cases, hoping to judge R&Rs. But most times find themselves locked up behind bars.
That all.
I'm from where they ball the green rhyme stars. I'm from Marcy, son. Still to remind y'all.
Cook up a lung where I'm from. Marcy, son. Ain't nothing nice. In many places, but I'm Brooklyn zone. Cook up a lung where I'm from. Marcy, son. Ain't nothing nice.
Finally here now. It's been a minute though. You know what I'm saying? I came up from nothing. Doing my thing, so I got the right to brag swag. Making money off music I create. Yo, the day that hell snowed is when Elfo. Poetry well told is entertaining. Keep niggas training like the railroad. Steamin'. What I bring in is dope as the kingpin. Slingin'. OGs threw me beneath the wingspan. Expert. Through the Lester. But still my text squirt. Bucked in and gets tucked in. Just like a dress shirt. Been a beast in the winter fleece. I'm for your dinner feast. With the pen and leash. The fins of priest. With inner peace. Quick to leave. Thick chicks are the thicker breed. Get freaking seed with trigger speed. You puffin' nigga weed. I buy $100 bags. Cadillacs and polished jacks. Yeah, I show you how to brag while the hours drag. Spit quotes, that's lit votes. Better can split votes. Get votes off shit roads. I'm the legit goat, no statistics. The bitch niggas, I'm chauvinistic. I soak a biscuit. Carry arms like shoulder discus.
You heard what I said. Making money for the music that a nigga creates. Making money for the music that a nigga creates. Nigga, you heard what I said. Making money for the music that a nigga creates. Breaking money for the music that a nigga create.
I need a gangsta bitch.
Okay,
I want a gangsta bitch. Yo.
Okay,
I want a
gangsta bitch.
With my. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch. Yo. I want a with my. I need a gangsta bitch. She don't sleep and she don't play. Thinking up girls from around the fucking way. Strapped for lovable, hateful and huggable. Always in trouble and definitely fuckable. See her now, booms and pow, she's my friend. Puffing on a blunt, sipping on a Heineken. She's got charm, a firearm to match mine. Going to the movies, packing his and her nines. Wearing Carhartt and leather, motherfuck the weather. On Valentine's Day, doing stick-ups together. No one to blame, no shame in a game. And when we fuck, she makes me scream out her name. She's not petty, confident, ready. Right for late night, we play fight with machete. This goes out to all the gangsta hoe pros. Give me a ghetto girl, fuck a soul train. Oh, I need a gangsta bitch, yo.
I want a gangsta bitch.
I
need a gangsta bitch. I wanna whip my. I need a. I wanna. She likes to party with a posse and drink beer. Pour a little bit out for the sisters who ain't here. She's not the one. Player, you might be done. Her idea of fun, taking the sun, shopping for a gun. Likes to dress to impress, quick to attack. When your punk ass boys run, you know she's got your back. In a Benz with a friend's AMG kid. Driving down the street pumping.
Apache, you ain't shit.
Snapping on niggas, taking no shorts. Sitting on a porch, pulling on a new Ford. Mind the business, knows cause she hears things. Fat hairy bone and diamond studded earring. She's a thoroughbred, walks and talks to class. Try to get fast, she just might slap your ass. Come meet my mom's brothers who might not click. Parents just don't understand. I need a gangsta bitch. I want a gangsta bitch, yo. I wanna with my. I need a. I wanna gangsta bitch, yo. I want a gangsta bitch. I wanna with my. I need a. I had a choice.
For the borough, two for the city, three for the ass, four for the city. Sugar Ray Leonard, the rap, is so pretty. Been all over the world, but not did it. Get a lot of love on Twitter, I'm mad with it. At nigga McCage, come fuck with me. Smoke like I smoke, come fuck with me. Me love sticky, me not picky. I'm a weed head, I smoke the good shit. Got a 9 to 5, still on my hood shit. German look shit, if dudes get ruthless. But most of the time, chillin', I'm on my cool shit. Who this? He's blonde, he clueless. He doubt that I spit, that dude is foolish. Sit him down, some math is bullshit. Get a nigga to work, fresh off the bullpen. Walk up to him, smack him hard in his head. And tell a nigga, get up off the bullshit.
Go, go, go.
Muppet baby and nanny sock. I've been putting in work and I might be a pop. Hip hop is back cause I said so. None of that bullshit, nigga, I said no. I don't give a fuck where you came from. Niggas been weak since day one. Nigga say something, I'ma aim one. Right in the side of your cranium. Nigga, my flow is bananas. Got the music down, all I need is the cameras. And that's word to my nana. I'm living for today cause I ain't promised manana. Sorry to say it's no Santa. I've been nice since L walked the Panther. Since Scuba Scrap was Kane Dancer. Since Fight the Power was the answer.
Go, go.
Yeah. Welcome to the new edition to the rock. M.O.P.
DJ.
Yep. Yes. Most unstoppable record label on the planet.
What's up, nigga?
R.O.C. Dynasty. Yes.
It's the M.O.P. Cartel. First La Familia. Banging out with the R.O. Cafe. Air La Familia. Get familiar. Pop a pop a make hop a pop a until he dry. We are the young phenomenon. First niggas to make hip hop a roar like a song featuring Pop, Biggie, and the Pope. Boy, my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Holmes and his Paul. I am the 2000 and Tracy, crazy, baby Malik, Dub O is M, is that she can't use faggots with a semi and you too matic like boom. Then hop in the truck like what the fuck sounds bump like boom, boom, boom. It's the first fam, last but tall nigga, O.P.
And I'm B.M.E. fresh out of the style. Till I desire, high when I reside, I pop, 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 pop. Nigga, go against the rock, I make his heartbeat stop. Them from Saratoga, me from Old Rockaway. Moved up in Marcy, but never put the Glock away. I rest my set, shit, I'm no blood of cuz. I make cuz lose blood. Talk anything, I pop it fast. Talk about clothes, I done pop some tags. Talk about drum, I done pop the gas. You can talk about hoes, I done pop the past. Let Cheetah get up in it, let my niggas live a minute. Let you niggas breathe a minute. Now you can't sleep a minute, cause it's easy. No, back in this bitch, no peace talk, nigga. Song in this bitch.
What is your S-T-A-T-E-P-R-O-P-E?
monopoly, nigga. Ain't no stopping me. First I SP flicked it, the SP stitched it. Must admit it, since the playpen gifted. And ain't no telling what the Cartoon Network. You characters like Cartoon Network, nigga, with your dumb high. I wring your neck like SpongeBob. Go get your set strip sun dry, nigga, get your crumb snacks. I ain't dumb, keep the M1 with the fully matty thumb lack. Get a lung lack. Yeah, it's cracked up, fish you shit is back. Who else can rap the heartbeats, pussies of a Mac? Like, back, back, back. Be in the street like a pistol in the back. In position with the gat.
Give me that thing, shit is looking strange. These young motherfuckers think it's a game. I'm on to them. I told shit that hangs from a rope when I spit this going through them. Now that's what's up. I don't give a fuck about what steps you're throwing up. I'm from the field where we fire, fire, fire. With intention to kill and burn down your entire empire for real. The word on the street, you're sweet. The toughest shit in your rugged as long as the beat. You irrelevant ass nigga. You professional boss, that's your move, delicate ass nigga. If not, take flight, say your own. Think on and get it right, cause when a warrior comes through, you'll always see me be a double L I D A N T E D. I'm gone.
It's the ROC Cafe, yeah, I mean, MOP, Billy Dance, slap, yeah, I mean, Men Blink, Young and Mac, yeah, I mean, get back, yeah, I mean, get clap, yeah, I mean, it's the ROC Cafe, yeah, I mean, MOP, Billy Dance, slap, yeah, I mean, Men Blink, Young and Mac, yeah, I mean, get back, yeah, I mean, get clap, yeah, I mean.
Y'all don't want a brawl. Make me run it, y'all. Done to y'all. Take it off. Run it off. Actually, this ain't fun at all. Let me talk to y'all. Done it all. Y'all ain't even begun to ball. Nah, went to space on the ball. Green still stack it if the fiend still crack it. This ain't one crying for that Billie Jean jacket. Black fever, pussy ass. Don't smoke no pot, neither. Mother say, here, you hot fever. Neighborhood, why I leave it? Close the drapes up. Make the tape duck. Take a fix up. I fuck with more powder and makeup. Get a mix up. You go. Have a party for the brother. 10 minutes, but I feel sorry for your mother. I feel like the Grace did. Had to stay big for stacking the late.
He was only 8,
but I hate kids. And all cats think they experts, but Joe, when my test works, death first. Wear heart and cancer. Why? Let's get it up,
baby. Cause I'm ready to start. Take the locks off the cage, cause I'm ready to bark. And niggas don't know when it's on. Niggas don't go when it's on. Mad trucks, you know they're feeling it. I'm giving it to niggas, got them thinking that they're feeling it. I hear that, but don't go near that. You better fear that. You wouldn't want that to have the house with the pool right where that. Don't make me bite you. I used to fuck with your sister. Don't make me bite you. I'm okay with it, but stay with it. I'm okay with it. I'll do it, but he will be the nigga that they say did it. What you don't know is gonna get you fucked up. And what you don't know is gonna get you stuck up. Just one butt, that's what I thought. Talk man, baby, that's the short. Niggas like circles, I hurt you. I do that, just like hurt you.
Yo, hey, yo, all the world, why you what? Try your love, but I know what. You wasn't no high, you're stuck. Body right beside the club.
I'm screaming, but they're screaming ice cream. You fucking know there was no such thing as a nice
hey, cream. Hey, yo, dogs, don't play with me. I'll beat your ass from A to Z. Back you up like A&P, DMX, KMC.
Nigga, I'm a blessed nigga, so my slugs. I'm a stressed nigga, I'm wet nigga,
yo,
so my
thugs. Hey, yo, when niggas like to act. Ain't no wonder I creep. Hey, yo, don't let me put your ass, nigga, under my feet.
Okay, down, baby. Fuck, it's your dog. Let me know if it's real. Walk in the park.
And then we hit them, slap them, flick them,
cap them,
stick them. Motherfuckers all know
how we have them.
Why?
What my dog said?
Why?
What my dog said?
Why?
What my dog said?
Why? Camera. Death.
entertain. Yeah, you know I had to get Bad Boy up on this piece. You know I had to get Bad Boy up on this piece. Big shout to my man Puff Daddy, Notorious B.I.G. One time.
I'd rather not bring the snitch, and I love my niggas out my bitch. Lock, pop your clip. If you rap game with the dope game, I'd be a chink named Okane. Selling Montego on my own plane. Moving with entrepreneurs who run the law. Coke sniffing bitches holding fours talking walls. Back to reality, my mentality is fatality. Niggas making way over their salary. I think way out, like a 50-state layout. Thugs meeting up in one city to have a spray out. Cartels bringing their coke, having the way out. Kingpins is crown, lunch is lit. Ayo, styles on the disc, so it's jail ain't shit. Jail ain't shit, God will just teach me quick. If they put me in the cell, then my ghost is dressed. Hold my M, feel my throat giving strength.
Top the gas, ain't squeezed precisely. Where them niggas at? Some facts just dicey. See the problems at? You way too nice, please. Where that coke at? Fuck where it might be. Don't be like me, hard-headed. That's the burn when my gun burns. Much hotter than sunburn. You got one turn, I suggest you show. Leave the stash to the cash and the blow. Yo, wherever I go, my crew is to the swarm. Got stripes in New York like Yankee uniform. When I was born, I know I make the world darker. The age of 15, so cat, quick to fuck you like Bob Barker. This the price is right, lay your ass down for spite. Anybody, alright? Went from eating no fruit, cereals with food stamps to Armani material. Top the Rembrandt.
I got cash to spray for me, money that pay for me, money that lay for me. Mommy, pray for me. Cats that spray for me. Money that pay for me. Money that lay for me. Mommy, pray for me.
Talking to me, doing shit for you. Cause after one in your cabbage, you as good as we saw. Mr. Big Staff, who cool? I did this to you. Whirlpool, maxin', lounge to the end. Elevator, next stop, Tony and the friends. Why y'all still fucking with them twins from class? I'm out Vegas, trying to strip Stacey Dash. Fuck police talk, black, I don't do shit in New York. So many...
Radio.